Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs on your head have been counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. We just got back from the cathedral of Mary from Baltimore, and the Archbishop William Lowry with the auxiliary bishops present, and Cardinal O'Brien present, and hundreds of priests, like hundreds. I mean hundreds, and deacons, numerous deacons, and the lay faithful in numbers, hundreds, witnessed the ordination of 8 priests for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Anyone who was there today could hardly find a space in the pews. In fact, it was very hard for us to even find a parking space that we were parking on the curbs. What is it all about? What is it all about? Looking at those young men coming in to join in this priest business, right? What is it about for them? That everything, they are giving in everything. And the whole cathedral was filled with people who came for this singular purpose. A few things happened during ordination. And you see yourself being called up. First of all, it starts with, "Hey, Vincent Arisoko." You say, "Present." And you look back. And everybody is looking at you. Right? Everybody is looking at you. Present. You're standing, and behold, the Archbishop in front of the altar, and you say, "Present." That's the first big step. Of course, today is the culmination of years and years of formation. But then, you are there. The Archbishop is speaking directly to you. Everything that is spoken today is directed at you, giving you this mandate, this mission, to go and become a disciple. And the other thing that happens is, at some point during the ordination, before they are vested, every priest, those hundreds of priests will come in and lay hands on each of them. Some will press your head, some will be soft, some will be hard. But those hundreds of priests, each of them touches your head. And you can imagine what that feels like. You don't know whose hand it is, but there are hands on you, and those hands are touching you. And after that, after you are vested, every priest comes to give you a hug. And each priest that gives you a hug says something into your ears. Hey, guy, welcome. Welcome on board. Good to have you. Take your time. Be careful. Just pray. So you hear different things, and all these things are happening. It happened today to these eight men. And why am I saying this? I'm wondering what goes in on their minds as they listen, as they watch, as they perform, as they get incorporated and admitted into this presbyterium. The gospel of today says, Jesus said to the 12, fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in darkness, speak in the light. This is like the Archbishop speaking to these men today, sending them out. Fear no one. Of course, it's possible that some of them are afraid because you're going to begin a mission. Sometimes you don't even know where to start. The good thing is that we're having one of them, Father Luke, is going to join us. And as he's coming, a lot of things are happening in his mind. We had lunch with him last week, and he was asking a lot of questions about what is the pastoral dynamism, what is the pastoral trajectory of the place. He was here as a seminarian, but it's no longer the same. It's no longer the same. So he has changed. Enormous responsibility, challenges, thoughts. And one of the thoughts could be, what if I fail? Right? What if I fail? What if I fail in this? What if I make mistakes? What if this happens or that happens? And that is part of the problem of fear in our world today. A lot of people struggle with the fear of failure. The fear of failure. And it begins with the mind. So your mind conceives of it. So the thought holds it. And then the thoughts transmit it to the emotion of fear. And then the emotion of fear runs with it, and the action becomes catastrophic. That is how fear operates. So fear works in us. And if you don't take time, it takes a hold of you. The dictionary definition of fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Unpleasant. That emotion is unpleasant. And that emotion is caused by the belief or a perception that something or someone dangerous is around. So your brain tells you that something bad is happening, there is danger. You're not going to do well. You're not going to do well. I'm not good enough. And what happens? Your body begins to absorb that message. So Christ says today, fear no one, fear not. And he goes on to use the instances of our sparrows. Not two sparrows sold for a small coin. Sparrows are little birds. They are little birds. So Jesus says, are they not sold for little coins? But not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. So it tells you that God cares. In fact, if you read the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 and then going into chapter 6, Jesus talks about how the birds of the air, how they are out there. They do not walk, they do not spin, yet your Father knows them and cares for them. And Jesus says, you shall not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will do what? Will take care of itself. That is what Christ says. For tomorrow will take care of itself. Jesus knows his disciples. He knows the things around them at the time. He knows the presence of he knows about his presence and what his presence does in their lives. He also knows that they are afraid, perhaps, of the Roman authorities, of the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrins. They are all there. But Jesus says, fear no one. And if these sparrows can be cared for by your Father, your own Father, your Father, our Father, who knows your tomorrow, even when you think about it. He says, even all the hair on your head have been counted. How about that? Can you touch your hair? Can you count for me? Right? Just think about it. Jesus wants you to know how much he knows you. Every single hair on your head has been counted. There is no one here who can count the number of his or her hairs. If you do that, then come tomorrow and take a handsome reward from me. But we have to prove it, right? Yeah. It's not possible for us to do that. But it tells you the depth of God's knowledge about us. The depth of God's knowledge about you is something you cannot measure. So Jesus reminds us today that God cares for us, that God takes care of us. What do we fear and what are we afraid of? There are so many things that cause fear in our lives. So many things. So many things that cause fear. The fear of losing your job. The fear of becoming homeless. The fear of your children doing well or not doing well. The fear of politics messing us up. There is fear. Fear from one thing to the other. And sometimes we become victims of this fear. We become victims of anxiety. We become victims that lead to depression that make us not to perform again. Jesus says, do not be afraid. Jesus knows you so well. When I was doing this reflection this morning, one thing that came into my mind was what happened during the COVID. You see how our brains, the human mind works. We seem to have even forgotten that, right? But think about the COVID, when human beings almost changed. Human beings almost became something. Social distancing. I see you, it's like this, right? I'm running away from you. Everybody running from everybody because we had our psychology messed up and people would not even shake hands. Shaking hands was like a taboo at the time. Everybody feared everybody. Some people have not recovered from the psychology of what happened during the COVID because we let our brains get completely messed up. We let our brains completely get messed up. If you can watch this show or this movie, it's a series on Peacock, I will recommend that you watch it. The title of that show is Mrs. Davis. Anyone here seen it? Mrs. Davis. Okay. The heroine of this show, Mrs. Davis, is someone who took the part of a nun, but when you watch it, you'll see. Her name is Sister Simone. Sister Simone is kind of working against Mrs. Davis. And who is Mrs. Davis? Mrs. Davis is an algorithm, an internet algorithm that dictates what happens in the world. Mrs. Davis runs the lives of people and runs the lives of everyone. So she's watching everyone and doing things and commanding people to do things the way they would not want. So So she speaks to you and you hear the voice. But what that show is trying to tell us is the danger of the world of today called artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence that has taken over. Come to think about it. What am I holding here in my hand? Hello? It's the cell phone, right? This is the cell phone. This cell phone can be more powerful than your faith if you don't take your time. Hello? This cell phone can cause a lot of things in your life if you don't take your time. This cell phone is like Mrs. Davis, who speaks to us. You wake up in the morning and you're already worried. What is the message? What type of message am I getting? What is going to happen here? What is going to happen there? This cell phone is a technology that somehow has taken over the world, that makes us to do things, that tells you about your weather, tells you about diet, tells you about your income, tells you about business, tells you about employment, tells you about children, tells you about everything. And the chances are that the cell phone can become for you a voice of fear. Technology is causing a lot of fear. The older folks, you may not understand this. You may not understand it completely. But I'm telling you, a lot of the children today, the youth, the young adults, have completely been possessed by this technology. And it's driving a lot of anxieties in the society. So when Jesus says, fear that which can destroy both your body and your soul and put you in Gehenna, in hell, Jesus is telling you that your life is not just the flesh. It's not just the physical. You are more than the physical because you have a dignity that is eternal. A dignity that is given to you by God himself and not by the cell phone, not by technology. Jeremiah laments today. Evil men have surrounded me. My friends have even turned against me. And they are whispering terror everywhere. Destroy Jeremiah, destroy him. But one thing that Jeremiah says in that reading is he recognizes the presence of God and said, the Lord God is with me. The Lord God will fight with me. The Lord God is stronger than them. The Lord God is supreme. The Lord God is everlasting. The Lord God is mighty. If you don't have this capacity of faith to speak up and speak against anything that creates fear in your life, you will be in perpetual and constant anxiety, and you can become depressed. What happens? You lose it. You lose it. So my dear friends, I want you to think about it today. Jesus says, fear no one. Fear no one. Fear not politics. Fear not politics. Fear not evil. Fear no one, but fear God. That's the thing. So when Sister Simone goes out to turn off, she's on the mission to turn off that algorithm that is Mrs. Davis. She encounters every obstacle, challenges, disappointments. Jeremiah encounters every obstacle, challenges, disappointments. Go and read the life of Paul. St. Paul encounters every obstacle, challenges. Go and read the life of someone like Gideon in the book of Judges. Encounters every obstacle. But each time you are able to speak up God's presence in your life and remind yourself, God, you are with me. You will conquer your fear. You will conquer your fear. And I want to tell you that God is on a mission. God is on a mission. That mission is to do what? To save you. He doesn't give up on you. But if you are not careful with how you manage your fear, then the devil takes a hold of you. God wants you to realize. If the Son sets you free, and that is Christ, you'll be free indeed. Let us ask God to dispel the spirit of fear in us and to let his presence reign, so that in all things and at all times, God's presence will guide us. Let us pray for the young priests who are ordained today, so that they are not captured by the negative forces out there in the parish. We need courageous men. We need men with confidence. We need men with boldness. We need men of faith. We need women of faith. Women of confidence. Women of courage. We need parents of faith. Parents of confidence. Parents of boldness. We need children of faith. Children of confidence. Children of courage. We have to conquer fear. Amen.